National Assembly on Monday unanimously adopted a resolution affirming the country's commitment to peace but warning that any violation of its sovereignty or security would be met with a firm and decisive response. The resolution rejected what it called frivolous and baseless attempts to link Pakistan to the Pahalgam attack in Eojek. It condemned India's orchestrated and malafide campaign to malign Pakistan for political gain. The House reiterated Pakistan's stance against terrorism in all its forms and declared that the killing of innocent civilians was contrary to the values upheld by the Pakistani state. In a strong rebuke of recent Indian actions, the resolution also condemned New Delhi's unilateral decision to suspend the Indus Waters Treaty, calling it a blatant violation that amounts to an act of war. Pakistan remains fully capable and prepared to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity against any aggression, including war, terrorism, or military provocation, the resolution stated. It cited Pakistan's military response to India's actions in February 2019 as proof of its readiness. The resolution demanded that India be held accountable for its alleged involvement in terrorism and targeted assassinations on foreign soil, including Pakistan. It concluded by reaffirming Pakistan's unwavering political, moral, and diplomatic support for the Kashmiri people's right to self-determination. Opposition leader Omar Ayub warned that any Indian aggression against Pakistan would lead to severe consequences, declaring that India would be wiped out if it launched an attack. He urged the government to deliver a firm and unambiguous message to New Delhi amid rising regional tensions. Ayub issued a warning against Indian provocation and criticized the government's response as weak and unclear. Narendra Modi's government is capable of launching aggression at any time, he said. Pakistan must send a clear message: if India initiates any misadventure, it will be obliterated. The opposition leader described the Pahalgam incident as a false flag operation, noting that the attack occurred over 450 kilometers from the Pakistan border and had no link to the country. We condemn the incident, but Pakistan has never been involved in such acts, he said. Ayub called out Prime Minister Shehbaz for offering an international investigation. If we had no role, why offer an investigation? Does that not imply admission of guilt? He asked. He warned that any future conflict with India, though possibly brief, would be devastating in intensity. He also accused India of escalating tensions by testing BrahMos missiles and urged the government to adopt a firm stance. If India breaks the Indus Waters Treaty, it amounts to a declaration of war, and we must respond accordingly, he said. Ayub praised former Prime Minister Imran Khan, saying, "This nation needs a leader like Imran Khan, who had the courage to shoot down Indian jets and send a message to Modi, the Hitler of today."